Hello there. Welcome to this week's episode of Midnight Carmelite. In this week's episode, I'm going to talk about, St. John of the Cross talks about something called spiritual envy and what this means, and then contrast it with what he calls holy envy. So what is envy? It's sadness about the good of another. So if you think of envy, it's sadness about the good of the other, and then the person experiences some kind of grief about it. In the case of spiritual envy, the sadness comes from the fact, like he says here, is that the person is ahead of them in the spiritual life. So he says in the English, he says road to perfection. And then he says something interesting. He says, and they don't want to hear others praised. And if someone else is praised for the spiritual life, they attack that person. They say, this is, they're not worthy of that, or, whatever. And he says that literally in the next sentence, he says, because they can't hear others being praised, they, quote, contradict and undo these compliments as much as possible. So let's talk about that. So what is it? What is a contradiction? So a contradiction, obviously, in philosophy is if you have A, there's not A, right? In other words, it's something that is either one way or the other. And what they're saying is they're not saying that, for example, let's say someone says, and I don't know a person, name this, nor am I thinking of anybody, but let's say Eric is very far on the spiritual life. And let's say someone named Bill is jealous of Eric. And so what will happen is Bill will not be able to handle people complimenting Eric. So they'll say, Eric isn't a good person, like you're saying. Well, what do you mean? Eric does X, Y, and Z, which let's say it's a lie, right? Or they will, let's say, over-exaggerate the faults of Eric. Think of it like taking a window and throwing mud on it. You're preventing the light from shining through. So even though Eric has the light of God shining through him more purely than Bill, Bill throws mud on Eric so that others who look at Eric will think, oh my gosh, this Eric guy is not as good as I thought he was. So what that does is, so they contradict it, right? That's the first thing John says, is that it's not actually the case that this person's that good. Then he says they undo it. What do you think he means by that? I'll tell you. They undo it by saying, let's say Eric goes in to pray, on a regular basis at church. And, people do this all the time. So this is kind of a general thing. But let's say while Eric's doing that, he's always kneeling. I'm not to say that the external reverence is necessarily meaning any sort of spiritual perfection. But let's just say for the sake of argument. So we'll look at this undoing. And we have to remember that like the contrary here is like an outright denial or the inverse, right? That's the contrary. So it'd be someone says, Eric's humble. This person who's spiritually on this would say, Eric's not humble. He's proud. Now, the undoing though, in Spanish, it's interesting. It's a method of managing the situation. It's an unraveling and picking apart of the other person's reputation. So how does that work? What's actually going on here? So that would be something like adding buts and howevers to make the praise less potent. So someone says, look, Eric's so humble. And instead of saying, no, he's not humble, he's proud, they dilute it. They dilute it. And they say, yeah, he's humble, but I've seen him yell at his wife. Or they'll discredit it saying, yeah, he's good, but like I've seen better. Or maybe counteracting. Or they'll say, I think you're overemphasizing the goodness here, or the goodness isn't that important. And all these things are very insidious for spiritual envy. Very, very insidious. And John says it's contrary to charity. And he quotes 1 Corinthians 13, where it says, instead of being upset about the truth being said about something, you should rejoice in the truth of someone. And to not do that is spiritually envious and against charity. So then what is this holy envy then? So we kind of work through spiritual envy. What's holy envy? Well, John says it has three things here. When they become sad at not having the virtues, instead of saying the contrary and undoing them, they rejoice in the truth, like St. Paul says, 1 Corinthians 13:6, and are happy that others are ahead of them. They rejoice in that goodness because they want to be serving God just like those people, he says. And that's how we all should be. But spiritual envy is insidious, and I've seen plenty of it. And it's sick. And I think that there's a lot of unraveling. Now, just to be clear, there are times where the truth is that someone seems some way and they're actually not, right? That's obvious. We can look around the world and you can find plenty of examples of that. That being said, the key is the truth of it. If the truth of it if you're going contrary to the truth because you're sad at the good of another, then you have spiritual envy. And what you should be saying is, man, I'm so glad this person's ahead of me. Praise God. This is awesome. I want to get there too. And that's holy envy. So I know this was a more brief one, but it's kind of a deep one. And I will talk to you next time.
If the philosophy and mystical theology we covered today resonated with you, you know that understanding the dark night is only half the battle. You don't need more devotions to try and force the old feelings to return. You need a field guide for the void. The Midnight Compass is my biweekly navigational tool where I give you the exact translations and the specific reflect, pray, act disciplines to turn your daily silence into presence and encounter. You do not have to walk this path without a map. You can find the link to the compass in the show notes.